Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. No, I hear you fine.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much, Thomas. This is Ivan again, Ray, calling from Local Splash. It looks like we actually just missed a call from you earlier today. Is that right?
Yeah, every time. I mean, I think you have an audio problem or something with your phone because it just goes right to voicemail or, you know, it hangs up after X amount of time on your
Yes, I've actually talked to my team in regards to that situation, but it's normally because I'm already on a call. So if I'm on a call, but again, but I'm trying to find a way for them to maybe route it to another agent while I'm on a call, right? Because I mean,
well, you know, personally, I'm sorry.
Take your time. Get some water.
No. Yeah, personally, I like it because I get a call back directly from you, so I'm used to it. I just thought I'd tell you about it. I know I've told you before. Anyway, I'm following up just to see what the heck's going on.
I'm glad you called, actually. I was planning on giving you a call later this afternoon, actually. What we found on the Google verification process, right, we went ahead and made actually a few adjustments to it. We've made sure that everything is 24 hours, right, for all the services that you offer.
Yeah.
We opened the text messages, right, the option. And we also did one other thing that a little bit different. For example, we had a budget for you set for a month, right, about $500 for the month. We went ahead and changed it to a week. This is just so we can go ahead and see if this will help out to get more possible leads. So this was done on Friday afternoon, okay?
Okay, well, hey, look, I want to interrupt you. While you were talking, I did a search for bath remodeling near me, and lo and behold, I'm the second one on the list. So that's good.
Perfect. So I believe that's just a normal search, right? So that's actually perfect. I'm always making sure the account is optimized in regards to the regular service, I guess you could call it, right, for the Google Maps. So definitely that should give you a good ranking, and it should definitely change, actually. Let's say if you choose maybe a different keyword, that it can give you a different ranking as well. So my question to you would be the primary search phrase that we have is bathroom remodeling. That's let's say that would be okay with you, or maybe do you prefer another phrase to be your primary search?
Well, this is where I would defer back to you. I honestly don't know. And here's my rationale for staying with it. It's kind of the lower end, if you will, of an interior remodel. I mean, there's, you know, full interior, there's kitchen remodel, there's maybe just living room, which would be less than a bathroom, but bathroom is kind of low hanging fruit.
Okay.
And in my opinion, might be the, you know, the lead in to something larger.
I think it's actually working okay. Let's go ahead and keep it that way just for now. It's actually ranking really good as well. And again, since we just made the changes on Friday, I just want to give it a little bit time to reflect. But I'm also, don't get me wrong, I'm actually having meetings with my team in regards to the account to see what could be done different. So I'll definitely keep you up to date on that as well.
Okay. Before I forget to tell you, though, you do need to remove my actual address, please.
Okay, the address is showing. Is that on the Google Business Profile? Let me go ahead and find
it. Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't know. I do the search, and it says, yeah.
Okay.
Here's the address.
It is hybrid. I see what it is. Okay. Yeah, it actually would be a smart idea to remove it, actually.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, yeah, I see it. Wow. Okay, so I'll go ahead and make sure that it's – let me actually save it now. Okay, perfect. So I'm going to hide the address. It should show, I would say, within the next 24 hours. You'll see that it disappears, okay?
Okay.
All right, awesome.
Now, you brought up something, though. You said you're changing the budget from monthly to weekly. Is when you speak of that budget, are you talking about the amount possibly allocated divided up by X amount of leads? I mean, what do you mean you've change the budget?
So basically we used to try to spread your investment, right? We would try to spread it so it could last you the full month, right? So what we're trying to do is just shorten it down to 1 month. to 1 week, right? Just to see if we can generate any type of leads. It is still protected. It won't go over your budget or anything. But at this point, we really need to see how we can get those leads going for you,
okay.
Right? So again, okay. This basically has a safety feature here, okay?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I don't recognize the call in phone number. Is that the one where if they call it, I'll recognize it as being a Google Verify lead?
Yes. So if you don't have the call tracking number saved on your device, right, on your phone, we recommend you do, because that's typically the number that's going to be showing on your screen when somebody calls you, let's say in regards to even Google Verified, right? You're also going to get messages as well, right? They should go directly to your line, okay?
Okay.
So,
okay.
Give me just one more second. I had something right here on the tip of my tongue, and I just lost it here.
Oh, no.
No, not to worry. It's just, give me just one quick second here. Okay, perfect. I apologize. I wanted to just go ahead and double check the actual call tracking number. It's going to be going to your phone number. The phone number, all the calls go to the phone number 5591. Is that right?
Yeah, that is my virtual number. That's the listed business number, yes.
Okay, perfect.
So, I mean, I use... What?
I was just making sure they match here on Google Verified as well.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so just here's how it is. I've got this virtual number I use with an app on my smartphone. And then I've got my, you know, regular cell phone number. So you tell me which one I should have it go to.
I think we should leave it as it is. I don't want to move anything too much, but I'll definitely take that into consideration and see what would be best.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
Normally, we would definitely recommend that the calls go directly to, let's say, the best contact or the person that's going to answer the phone, right? Some people get assistance, or some people answer their own calls, right? So either way, I would say it's working okay.
Okay.
All right. Awesome. Okay, perfect. So I will have a schedule here to give you a call on Friday. Actually, it's in about 2 days, right? So I'll move it to Monday just so we can give it at least about 5 to 7 days for the Google Verified. And hopefully we start seeing some results. If not, I'll go ahead and see again with my team what else can be done. If all fails, which I believe it won't happen, right, but we can definitely maybe route your investment to maybe Google Ads, right, to go ahead and just maybe target that as well. But either way, it's kind of like a last option, okay?
I don't understand, but okay.
I'll explain a little bit more. I just want to give it those 7 days. Maybe I shouldn't try to confuse you just yet.
Okay.
I'll be more. Okay. Yeah, I'll explain better next time. I really appreciate your patience, okay?
Thanks, Ivan. Bye now.
Bye-bye.